So I know not everybody out there has student loans, but chances are you know somebody, a friend, a child, a grandchild who does. So please share this information with them because there's a lot of misinformation out there and this stuff is changing all the time. So today I'm going to talk about what you need to know about federal loans right now, as well as some research I did into 8 major issuers of private student loans and how they're handling the situation. Let's start with the federal loans and then I'll talk about the private lenders. So according to the CARES Act, most federal student loan borrowers will be able to pause their payments temporarily. This includes putting a pause on both the principal and interest for loans that are federally held. The payment pause is set to last through September 30th of this year. During these 6 months, no interest will accrue on these federally held loans, so that if you don't make payments during this time, your balance won't get larger. Now, under the legislation, most federal student loan borrowers will benefit from the pause on both payments and collections, but not all borrowers. Here are the loans that qualify. Direct loans, even if you're in default. Federal Family Education Program loans, or FEL loans, even if you're in default. And also federal Perkins loans. Now, this is where it gets a little bit confusing. Some Federal Family Education Program loans, or FEL loans, are owned by commercial lenders, and many Perkins loans are actually owned by your college. So, I will say this though, if you received a Stafford loan, subsidized or unsubsidized, after June 30th, 2010, it is a direct loan and it qualifies, okay? But you could have a mix of loans. For example, I graduated from college with $36,000 in student loans. I had Perkins loans owned by UCLA, my alma mater, and I had the old Federal Family Education Program loans as well. Now, if you graduated from college in the early 2010s, you might have FEL loans from before June 30th, 2010, direct loans after June 30th, 2010, and plus Perkins loans with your school. Now, if you're not sure what you got, contact your servicer. Obviously, everyone's calling right now. So like I've said with the mortgages and credit cards and other creditors, call early in the morning, right when their office opens. You know, it might bump your chance up to 30% of getting through rather than 10%. But please be persistent. Contact them through all the avenues, not only phone, but also email, so you have your request in writing and dated. Contact form, Twitter, whatever it takes. This is your money. You got to take ownership of it. You can also log into the NSLDS. That's the National Student Loan Data System. Just Google NSLDS, National Student Loan Data System, and you'll find it for more information on your loans. Now, if you do have FEL or Perkins loans that don't qualify, you can contact your servicer and potentially consolidate these loans into direct consolidation loan that would qualify for the CARES Act protections. But beware, the interest rate might be higher in consolidation than your current student loans, and any outstanding interest will be capitalized, meaning added to your principal balance that will itself accrue interest, okay? Also, what you need to know, under the CARES Act, there is a suspension of involuntary collections like wage garnishments. Involuntary collections include a reduction in your federal benefits or tax refund if you're in default, as well as wage garnishments. So, the U.S. Department of Education said it plans to refund more than 830,000 borrowers, around $1.8 billion in these offsets. Now, I'll be sure to post more details on that when they become available. So, what do you have to do to get this pause until September 30th? This is automatic per the CARES Act, along with the involuntary collection stoppage. It's automatic, so you don't have to do anything or contact anyone in particular to pause your payments as long as you have qualifying loans. And like I mentioned, some loans that you might have thought qualified might not actually qualify, so you got to check with your servicer, okay? Now, before the CARES Act was passed, if you held federal student loans, you were advised to apply for an administrative forbearance of 2 months, but now the passage of the Act replaces that guidance. Of course, this also brings to light the potential for scammers to take advantage of this situation. If you are asked to pay a fee or fill out paperwork to pause your student loans or use the interest waiver, it is not legitimate. This is automatic for all qualifying federal loans. If you see any scams like this, please report this information to the Federal Trade Commission so people will not be scammed. Not everyone is as savvy as you might be. Okay, also, if you are working toward a loan forgiveness or a rehabilitation program, each month that's part of the pause will still count toward that. For example, if you are working toward public service student loan forgiveness, the month count toward that program, the months count that you aren't making payments due to the CARES Act. So you're good there. Okay, so that was federal student loans. Pretty straightforward. Some of you may have to do some research as to what kind of loans you have. Now I'm going to talk about private student loans. So private student loans are not covered under the CARES Act, okay? If you have private student loans, just like with any other creditor right now, you should contact them and see if they are offering options, because many are. The faster and more proactive you are, the better. Now, I did some research into 8 major private lenders and what they're doing right now. I'm going to go through them one by one, starting with Earnest, okay? Earnest says with their student loans, they're offering up to 3 months of postponed payments. This is available through a disaster forbearance. If you use this program for Earnest, your interest still accrues during the forbearance period, but it's not capitalized. This means the interest accrued during forbearance won't be added to your unpaid principal, so it doesn't become principal that in and of itself accrues interest. Now, Earnest asks borrowers to fill out a request form for disaster forbearance. Some of the information you'll need to provide includes details of how you're affected by the current crisis. Examples include losing your job or reduced hours at work. You'll need to include information about your industry and provide an estimate of when you think you'll be able to return to making normal payments. Number 2, Laurel Road. If you refinance a federal loan with Laurel Road, forbearance for up to 12 months over the life of a loan might be available, but interest continues to accrue. According to Laurel Road, you might also be able to apply for an extension if they are your loan servicer. Laurel Road asks for borrowers to contact them at 1-877-292-6845 to learn more about the options available as part of the crisis response. Number 3, Navient. Navient says that for borrowers whose loans don't qualify for the protections through the CARES Act, they're offering up to 3 months of disaster forbearance, but you have to request it. This would mean that if Navient is your loan servicer, you should contact them and you may get a postponement of your payments for up to 3 months. If you're eligible during these 3 months, the interest accrues but isn't added to the principal. Navient also encourages the impacted borrowers to consider other programs they offer, such as the rate reduction program, which is a temporary reduction in interest rates that in turn reduces the amount you pay monthly, or an interest-only repayment plan. Navient also does offer an extended repayment option, so ask about that if you think that would be helpful. Next, Nelnet. If your loans are serviced by Nelnet and you have an account that starts with a D or a J, your loans don't qualify for CARES Act provisions. What you can do is take advantage of potential other options, including their economic hardship program or their unemployment deferment. With unemployment deferment, you might be able to get an interest subsidy. To see what your options are, Nelnet encourages borrowers to log into their account and select payments. They can then choose repayment options. Another option is to contact Nelnet and request a 90-day forbearance in light of the current crisis for temporary suspension of payments. Next up is Citizens Bank. Citizens Bank says they're offering payment assistance for up to 90 days on their consumer loans, including student loans. So also available on student loans are from Citizens are late fee waivers. So contact them if you're not going to be able to make a payment immediately. Common Bond. Common Bond says that the current crisis has been declared a national disaster and therefore it qualifies borrowers for disaster forbearance. According to Common Bond, this is similar to regular forbearance, but the options for help are available through the end of the declaration of the national emergency. When Common Bond customers are in a natural disaster and use that forbearance, it doesn't count towards standard forbearance. Interest still accrues, but there aren't any fees. Common Bond says they are also waiving late fees for members throughout the declaration of the national emergency. Next, Discover. So for Discover student loans, one option available is to temporarily reduce the interest rate for up to 12 months. While this doesn't eliminate your monthly payment, it does lower it. You might also be eligible for forbearance for up to 12 months for the term of your loan. You can't receive the 12 months consecutively, however. Discover may also make a reduced payment available. In this case, if you're eligible, you would have a minimum monthly payment that's greater than or equal to the monthly interest you pay for up to 6 months. Next, College Ave. If you have loans from College Ave, the company is offering a disaster forbearance program. Under their program, they are temporarily suspending payments on College Ave loans for 3 months consecutively. College Ave asks that borrowers email them and to speed up the processing of their request to include their 12-digit loan ID in their subject line. According to College Ave, requests are typically completed within 5 days and you get an email when it's completed. During this time, interest continues to accrue, but it's not capitalized at the end of the disaster forbearance program. All right, so that's what you need to know about student loans right now. Hey, this is a crazy time, and hopefully not one the likes of which we'll see again in our lifetimes. But look, I am staying on top of this stuff like Samson on Delilah. So if you want updates, be sure to click the subscribe button so you don't miss a thing. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. Check out this video over here on the stimulus checks, and I'll see you tomorrow, if not later today.